So towards the second bracha of Bilam, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Kaf Aleph, the Torah says, "Will he be oven mi Yaakov v'lo amal b'Yisrael Hashem Elokav imo u'tshuas melech bal." So let's just focus on the last three words of this pasuk, u'tshuas melech bal. What does this mean? So if you look in the Mefarshim, there seems to be a big dispute what this exactly means. Unkelus, Rashi, the Rashbam, and others, they explain that Trua is a lashon of reyus, of friendship. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Unkelus explains, his Shechina is going to be amongst us. On the other hand, the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra, and others, they explain Truas Melech Bo, it's a lashon of Trua, a lashon of trumpets, that the sound of the Chatzotzos is going to be heard throughout the Machane. And I think there's two questions we can ask. A, is there any way to reconcile these pshatim of the Ibn Ezra and Unkelus, that Truas Melech Bo can on one hand be a lashon of reyos, of friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also be referring to the blowing of the Chatzotzos? And a second question we can ask is that this pasuk is one of the verses that we recite in the Malchios section of Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, that one of the psukim that we use to describe Hashem's Malchus in the Bria is through this verse of Utruas Melech Bo. And the question is, how is Utruas Melech Bo an accurate reflection and description of Hashem's Malchus in this world? So let's take the first question first. Is there any way we can reconcile this pshat of the Unkelus and Rashi with that of Ibn Ezra and Sforno? So I think there is. And to do this, we'll have to understand the idea that the Maharal speaks and develops in a bunch of places about when it's possible for the Shechina to be Shoah and Klai Yisrael. So the Maharal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, he's perfect. And that being the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only able to attach himself to other things that are perfect. So when the Shechina is Shoah and Klai Yisrael, it means that Klai Yisrael is in a state of Shlemus, of perfection. And the same Maharal who explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can Shechina can only be Shoyra in Klai Yisrael in that state of Shlemus, the Maharal also explains that Simcha, happiness, only can be achieved by a person when he is in a sense of Shlemus, of completion. So that being said, I think we can understand the connection between the pshat of the Ibn Ezra and the pshat of Unkelus in the Pasuk. Why? Because when the Shechina is amongst Klai Yisrael is in a state of Shlemus. As the Sforno explains, when you blow the Chatzotzos, when Truas Melech Bo, when we hear the sound of the Trua in the Machane, it's emanating from a sense of simcha. In the pasuk in Parshas Balosha, it even says, "V'yom simchaschem," in the day of happiness, you're going to blow the chatzotzos. Why? Because we're in a state of shlemus on those days. So specifically, because the Shechina is in the Machane of Klal Yisrael, that creates a sense of shlemus, which allows us to blow the chatzotzos to be in a state of simcha. So that being the case, so both the Sforno and the Unkelus, both of their pshatim, are going hand in hand with one another. Because only when the Shechina is amongst Klal Yisrael are we in a state of simcha that we're able to blow the chatzotzos and feel the simcha of being close to Hashem. And with this in mind, now I think we can understand why this is one of the verses that's used for Malchios in Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because as the Abai Benel and the Maharal and others explain, the Malchus Hashem, Malchus is synonymous with Achdus and Shlemus. And this verse is exactly describing the Shlemus of the Malchus of Hashem, because the Malchus of Hashem is only Shalim when it's in this world attached to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, this verse is a very accurate description of the Malchus of Hashem, because it's the Malchus of Hashem in the most ultimate state, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is being Shoreh amongst Klal Yisrael. And additionally, right, the verse is also describing Truas Melech Bo, that we're going to be hearing the sound of the Chatzotzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malchus Hashem, what we daven for Rosh Hashanah, is that the Malchus Hashem should be perceived throughout the entire Bria. So when we say Truas Melech Bo, it's reference to the Shofar Blast. The Shofar Blast is just us highlighting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So therefore, this verse is a very appropriate pasuk to be used in Malchus, because this is a very accurate description of what Malchus is all about.